Wow, have you felt the shift in the air lately? The current cryptocurrency landscape is defined by a stark dichotomy between the resilient resurgence of Bitcoin and the struggles facing the decentralized finance sector.
It really has. This week highlighted how different sectors of the digital asset economy are responding divergently to shifting market tides, signaling a maturing but segmented ecosystem.
Exactly. You can see it in the charts. Bitcoin has experienced a noticeable price bounce back, primarily driven by a surge in stablecoin inflows. It's such a hopeful sign, isn't it?
I agree. When investors move funds into stablecoins, they typically intend to enter the market or hedge against volatility before executing purchases. It shows where the smart money is going.
That rotation of capital signals growing confidence in the broader ecosystem, even as uncertainty persists regarding institutional adoption and regulatory frameworks. We still have a lot of questions to answer there.
True. The rise of Bitcoin exchange-traded funds plays a pivotal role in this momentum. As these financial products gain traction among traditional investors, they introduce significant new liquidity into the market.
It's a game changer. But it is important to note that this influx does not imply a lack of risk. Rather, it suggests a sophisticated diversification strategy where stablecoins serve as the essential bridge between fiat currency and digital assets.
Precisely. In contrast to Bitcoin's rally, the DeFi sector faces fresh pressure from internal conflicts and security concerns. We can't ignore that side of things.
It feels heavy right now. The ecosystem is currently under scrutiny due to governance strife, particularly surrounding the lending protocol OAV.
Yes, recent disagreements within the community have deepened the rift between developers and stakeholders. This is not merely administrative noise. It highlights fundamental challenges regarding decision-making in decentralized organizations.
And security remains a paramount concern for the industry. When major protocols face scrutiny over potential vulnerabilities, or when exchanges tighten their security measures following hacks, the ripple effect is felt across the entire market.
Those events serve as persistent reminders that decentralized finance is still maturing and faces inherent risks. We must take them seriously.
So for investors, this divergence suggests a maturing but segmented market. Traditional assets like Bitcoin are gaining institutional favor, while newer protocols struggle to prove their utility without compromising security.
Exactly. Retail investors must navigate this complexity carefully. Diversification remains the most critical strategy for capital preservation.
We have to stay vigilant regarding governance disputes and potential exploits that could impact asset safety. It's a delicate balance out there.
In summary, while Bitcoin shows signs of recovery driven by institutional interest and capital rotation, the DeFi sector continues to battle internal friction and external security threats.
The coming weeks will likely test whether these two sectors can coexist without one dragging the other down. That is a fascinating challenge.
Investors are advised to maintain a balanced approach, recognizing that liquidity flows into Bitcoin via ETFs and stablecoins, while DeFi requires careful navigation of governance disputes and security vulnerabilities.